KENWN, KNFHW.
WA Gamma Ray, listening.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Correct.
YMU to NHWRO.
WAPD Mobile.
NHWRO Mobile, Richmond.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, it's a good meeting. I'm actually by a tall tree in Richmond checking it out, see if there's any birds up there or anything. All looks good up here.
So was it worth it?
Yeah, I think we did good. No commitments or no assignments or nothing yet, but he does. I think they do wish the traffic training to occur. So that might be the next training day along with Wind Lake.
Now you're messing with me.
No, that's serious. They want to know what experience we had with, traffic when we do the roadblocks, so barricades and stuff. And right now, this minute, we have none.
Well, two of us do. Three of us do.
NHWRO. But anyways, it looks good. Bosses are back home to their or en route to their QTHs, I guess.
All right, very good. Yeah, the Wind Link is going to be a thing at the next set. I know that. It's going to be a short set, though, he said. Only a couple hours, but pretty much mostly Wind Link stuff. So.
Well, we have some new guys that don't even have an account yet, and it's really easy to get an account up and running. So that might be part of the, I don't know if it's going to be next training, but part of the training. And leave that up to Mike and Dave and our training guy. But all is good. I'm driving past the big house here on Washington and BB Street. You need to put an offer in for this place. Your XYL would love it.
Oh, no. I'm buying any houses. They're going to be newer. I don't want any older houses.
You have surplus of houses. You're getting rid of them.
We did sell one. We got one more to go. I've been working on an updated code plug for everybody from Motorola's. Got it pretty close. I got the roaming or connect feature all set. I think nicely. Sean's going over it, looking for errors. We did find one error. I think you heard me talking this morning. I forgot Phil's repeater, KPR. But other than that, I think we're doing pretty good on that.
What is the status on Phil's? Is it still looking for a tower?
I haven't talked to him in a minute. But last I had heard, he was close. But I haven't heard anything official. He's usually on P25 in the morning on his way to work, but I don't have my radio set on P25. So my guess is he's already to work. So I'm already on the road. I'm heading towards Warren. Where do you... Oh, what a mess that is. Where do you pay for yours at? Mine comes from my water bill.
NHWRO. Now they put it on our tax bill. It's a separate line item on the tax bill.
Yeah, that's a difficult one for communities to deal with. If you leave it up to the private sector, you end up with like 13 different garbage companies in your community going up and down the road. If you leave it up to the government, well, you got the government involved. So I don't know if there's even any right answer for that. Although I do have to say when Chesterfield went from private to single source, my bill went down by a third. I mean, I couldn't believe it. So, I mean, by a third, I mean it was a third of the cost of what it was. So that was kind of a good deal for us. And I was kind of against it. But I didn't think that they could negotiate that good of a deal, but they did. And then the other thing nice about it is you didn't have three or four big heavy trucks running down your road, you know, tearing your road up. You only had one. So I guess at the end of it, it was not a bad deal for us.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that private, you know, getting your own trash company. I remember that. It was many years ago now, late 80s. Macomb Township, 22 and the Plank, what used to be called Waldenburg. And you had to get your own, back then, you had to get your own trash company. I think it was Raska Trash Company, and we had to pay privately for it.
Yeah, we had a bunch. So, all right. So, looks like we got some new turtles to work with after this morning, so we'll get through them. We always will. Look at that. Guy's hiding there by the cell tower. Why would a border agent be hiding behind a cell tower?
Nap time? Oh, no, I didn't say that. I said that aloud. I meant to just think it.
Careful. Funny, but careful. I thought those guys were pretty busy nowadays.
All right, well, yeah, I'm in the driveway. I'll shut this down, and I'll end up getting the base on in a little bit. Have a good one. Drive safe and all that fun stuff. N-A-W-R-O.
W-8 Victor Delta.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Who be this? I missed it.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot, name's Bentley. I'm in Harbor Springs.
All right. Well, welcome. Doing good. I'm in Chesterfield, Michigan right now, heading towards Warren on I-94. 59 degrees out, clear skies. We'll see 70 today. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, not sure if you caught my last. Going to have some decent weather up here today, too. 52 is a high and lots of sunshine.
Nah, I didn't catch your last, so I'm sorry about that. So, but other than that, I think it's your newer ham. I thought you said KF8.
Yeah, that's correct. Got my license in July last year.
Nah, something's not working, and I'm not sure if it's on your end or my end. I'm missing a lot of this.
NHCAF. It's at his end, Wally. I'm hearing the same kind of stuff. He either doesn't come through at all or it's digitized.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Okay, yeah, because I just had a nice long fuse bow with Tom, and it was fairly close to the Central Michigan DMR site, so I would think that, you know, 21 mile, I could do it with a handy talkie. So I kind of figured it was on his end. Thank you.
No problem. I'm using a handy talkie inside my car right now. I'm at Moravian and Utica Roads making a delivery. And you already know how far I am from the repeater.
Yeah, you know, it sounds really good. I can even tell it's you by your voice. That's a good job. What are you using?
The Forbidden Boof Wang.
You know, for as much as I make fun of that thing and look alike and everything else like that, I just cannot believe how many people have purchased those things, how well they perform. I actually, the last thing I was at, I actually saw a Motorola guy with one of those. A Motorola guy. Works for the company, and he's carrying around a Boofwang. I'm going, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, that's actually hilarious. A Motorola guy is carrying one of these. Oh, man.
Now, granted, he was using it for his amateur radio part of, you know, his recreation part of it, but nonetheless, I was teasing him. I won't say his name or his call, but I was teasing him. I said, really? I says, that? I says, aren't you guys, like, suing the company for that? He goes, yeah, it's close, but it's not close enough.
In other words, Big Mo is going to lose that lawsuit because the Chinese know exactly where the line is to avoid violating copyright.
The big thing about that radio is all it does is look like one. In no other way is it even remotely similar.
Yeah, I know. It was just a conversation piece. But, Sean, I am amazed how well that thing works. It's just like for $55 and all the things you get with it and everything else, and I could actually tell this was Cliff. I could tell it's his voice. It's like I'm sitting next to him at the restaurant. Just amazing how well that thing does for the price point.
Hey, I got one too. So I'm not saying anything. It is what it is, but no, I'm just saying as far as I highly doubt Motorola even does more than look at it. They probably just looked at it and said, oh, that's cute. I doubt they'd spend a minute of legal time on it.
Yeah, probably not, because it's not going to compete against anything that they're after anyway. So, but yeah, I just thought it was funny. I just thought it was ironic, because I'm doing everything I can to resist the urge of not doing what everybody else does. I'm standing my ground. But you watch. If it keeps sounding that good, I'm going to end up owning one. W8RCY. The bullfighting I've got, UV5R, Model 1 version 1, one of the originals I got as a gag gift from a friend of mine, because once I got my AM ticket, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't own one. I did buy a speaker mic for it. The mic failed after like 35, 36 days. Couldn't send it back because it was past the Amazon send-back thing. Contacted Bofang, and they wouldn't even do anything. They wouldn't even give me the time of day. Emailed the heck out of them, and they just like, yeah, okay, dude, whatever. You're out $20. Ha ha. Well, somebody take it. I figured you're working. Hand it to Cliff. You figured you're working today?
Yep, I am out door dashing. I just made my drop out. That's why I was gone from the conversation for a couple of minutes. You guys are going back and forth. I'm like, you got to make this drop.
There you go. French fry for you, French fry for me. No, just kidding. Sean, how's your day going? Saw the light on the platform a little while ago.
Not too bad. I'm just, I'm working on a Harris code plug, the only Harris we own. And they updated the software so that one of my major complaints can be is not a problem anymore. So I'm trying to see if I can manipulate the code plug in the manner I need. And I got to get out on the road myself. I got to get down to the south end and get some electrical work being done at one of my sites. And then I got to get by another location. So I'm just hurrying to get out the door. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And I'll catch you guys on the road if you're still out here in a few. I'll be at a few.
Real quick, are you heading south or north?
Well, from here I got to go to Sterling Heights. You know, but I'm up here right now, but I'm going the other direction after I leave. But I'm going to leave here probably within the hour, get some lunch, and then I got to head down to Sterling, and then I got to finish up down around Starline.
All right, we'll chat on the radio. I'll probably be cleared out. I've got a bunch of things I got to go do over here in the Warren area. All right, chat later. I'm signing out, everybody. Have a great day. W-A-P-D.
W-8-F-U.
N-8-W-R-O. That sounds beautiful. 71 on the dashboard.
Yeah, it's a archive that Wally did up for me, but I'm a little confused. This particular channel, I guess, is... It says roaming, but it doesn't seem like it's roaming. You go to it and it keys up immediately, and it doesn't tell you what, you know, it doesn't like switch over to MTC or, you know, DET or anything like that. So I'm going to have to figure out, this program's significantly different than what I had in the radio. So just trying to figure out where things are.
Alrighty, I confirmed, though, that you are definitely on MTC. And he was talking about that. I didn't quite catch it, you know, like it doesn't say the three-letter designation, but in any event, you're sounding great. N-A-W-R-O.
Oh,
So that's a known thing. All right. Well, that's real handy to know. I know it can do it because mine was doing it just fine. So I'm going to have to figure out how to return that functionality.
Unless I misunderstood, but I could just see that it would be handy to know, you know, what tower you're on just by a glance.
Yeah, when my radio would roam before the new archive, you know, it would start off just saying, like, statewide one. And then when it locked, it would say, like, you know, SW1-DET. And then if I kept driving, you know, it would eventually, you know, maybe say it would switch to SW1-MTC or whatever, you know. And, you know, it was handy, like, when I was driving up to Muskegon there and I was, you know, locked up on, you know, Lansing and I couldn't get it to move to the next one, Lowell or whatever it was, you know, whatever the next one was. It was good to know because then I could go bump it and make it scan. And then it picked up the right one. So was handy for that, if nothing else.
And then there's that silly thing where if you actually did a road trip and you were up in the Sioux, that three-letter designation might say DET, because, of course, they reuse the pairs. But, yeah, it's a pretty nice system. I'm looking at the map now with all the pins open, you know. We have a lot of them. I think 35 sites now, if I counted right.
Right, but there's only like 16 or 17 pairs, right? And then reuse. Is that the way I understand it? You could program, you know, like north, south, east, west, or something like that, you know, maybe, you know, and have that way you could scan. You know, like I'd have it set up like, let's say SW1, you know, east, Rome, or something like that, and then set it up for all the ones that are likely to hit there, and then you could do a west Rome or a north Rome or something, and then you could actually have the likelihood that these three-letter designators would be correct would be much higher. But, you know, for what I do running around here, and I don't care. If I'm up, if I'm rolling up there and it says Detroit, I obviously know I'm on a reused pair. You know, it's not like it's a problem.
N8WRO. Yeah, that's right. 16 just said, of course, they did it for a reason. And, yeah, that makes sense. You know, obviously you're... And then I don't know if it's that radio, but Tom was saying the one radio he has, there's more than three characters. You could actually just put Hackleberg, AJK, and whatever the other one is paired with and have them both on there. But anyway, it's ridiculous. You know where you're at, so.
Yeah, where I find it useful, you know, it's nice to know, but where I find actually knowing the actual one you're on useful is when exactly what happened on Saturday, or not, I keep saying Saturday, but when I was driving, where, you know, I was holding on to the one before longer than I should. Now, I didn't know that because I was not in my air element, so I didn't know what the correct one was. I could have said anything, you know, and I wouldn't know. But the people that were listening were saying, oh, you know, it should, you know, you should be on such and such by now. And, you know, and I looked and I didn't see such and such, you know, so, and, you know, so I went ahead and I went over to the manual. And I went through them until I found the right three digits, you know, that they were telling me I should be on. And it's like, ah, okay, you're working now. So, you know, it's handy for that kind of a thing, you know. And so down here, you know, I'm going to be on a couple. And then I do a regular trip out to Lansing. Like Wednesday, I got to run up to Lansing. You know, it'll bounce. There's a couple it bounces. There's a little dead spot route out beyond Kensington. Goes a little bit for a while. Then there's a couple it picks up before it gets to Lansing. So. Yep. Anywho, I see my site. Got about another half mile to go, and I'll be at my next stop. I'm having some electrical work done at one of my towers.
All right, Sean. Well, you have a good time. Keep those guys in line. Supervise them as needed. And we did meet with John today over at the City of Richmond, and all is good. So we got that one under our belt. We'll see what we can get from there. NHWRO, after you, sir.
All righty, good timing. I'm just turning into the site now. I can see all the cars and trucks that are putting in a manual transfer switch and connectors so that we can roll up our big 50K. If we lose our embedded generator, I can bring up the portable embedded. That's not the right word. I just want to, it's a new crew doing it. I've had a different team doing it, so curious to see these guys. All righty, I'm going to get out here, get out, and go see what's going on. Dov, EAFU, thanks for the drive.
Hey, thanks. NHWRO also clear.
NHWRO, NHWRO, KELAX.
Hey, go ahead, Dean.
I might have accidentally stepped on you, Tim. Go again, KE8LEX.
Yeah, NHWRO. Go ahead, Dean. I copy.
I'm going to be picking the kid up here in just a few minutes, and once I get back home, if you're available, I was going to take a ride up that way.
Yeah, sure, that'd work out fine. I'll be home. I could leave the front door on you, just knock on it, and come on in.
Copy that. Just to confirm, you were leaving the door open and wanted me just to come in. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'll leave the inner door open. The storm will be closed, and you are welcome. I'll leave the light on so you know it's the right place.
Your home is very distinctive. I definitely will remember what it looks like. I'll have my radio off, but on me, so I'll definitely call on the way.
I copy, Dean. No rush. I'm gonna be home for the rest of the day, and I'll have this on FBI as well. NHWRO. Thanks. We'll see you soon.
Copy that. See you when I get out there. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear.
W8LFA testing portable in Dearborn Heights. Let's see, where's one?
KJL.
Sorry, KC8MXG, I expected repeater not found. I'm clear.
W8LFA monitoring statewide one.
KCKJL.
Now, the audio on this one is so nice. I love it. Yeah, it shows the display. It goes boop, boop, and it says, exclamation point, it says, none, as in November, Oscar November, home channel.
Okay, I must have tagged the wrong number, then I'll take a look at it. And also, there's a couple other errors in there. It doesn't have Phil's repeater in it, KPRs. So we got to put that in there, and I think Sean found one other error. Oh, it doesn't have the GMRS PL for the dry repeater. I can't remember. There were three small errors.
Well, do you want me to drop it by your house tonight, and we'll do a quick program on it?
Let me find the errors, and then I can just push the code book to you, and you can just do it yourself if you want.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, I just got to update my CPS. So when you push the code plug to me, type in the version that I need to download from Motorola.
Okay. I've also got it loaded in a Dropbox file, but either way, it's the newest one, but I'll send you what it is so you have it. So that way, but yeah, just truth, there were small errors, no big deal. So it's easy to fix.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, the audio on this thing is phenomenal. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So I'm going to take my 4550 and I'll probably put that in another vehicle.
Yeah, those are great, great radios. So you can't beat them. Like I said, you know, and the other thing I like I spent a lot of money on the radio line right now, this tape. What I don't like about it is you have to have an external speaker. I mean, the little bitty speaker, and with that radio, you don't need an external speaker. That thing just sounds beautiful right out of the gate.
That's why I had no problem dropping a few bills on it.
There you go. All right. I'll update it, and I'll push it to you. But if you go to your Motorola account, it's the newest. It was published in November of 2025. So CPS 2. whatever. And don't let it push it to 210. It might want to do that. Don't let it do that.
Okay, so not 210, but the one below it. Got it.
No, I'm referring to the firmware. But November 2025 is the software you want.
All right, sounds good. You going to work late today then, I guess?
I did a lot of visiting, shaking hands, kissing babies, so. All right, other than that, I'll let you go. This does sound more better. So all I heard before was snow. All right, I'll talk to you later. W-8, Victor Delta.
KJO.
QO Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. QO Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
Heading to work or leaving from work?
KJO. Hello, Darren.
Hello, how's it going?
Making my way home from work in Ann Arbor, and I think I heard Wally out there somewhere. Go ahead. I think that was Wally that was chiming in. KJO.
I was. Darren, I'm just curious if you're heading to work or leaving work, or today is his day off. Not too big. I'm going to be driving for, I'm heading my way home too, Tom, but I'm leaving the office, and you know what an extensive drive that is. Go ahead, Darren.
I am just leaving the office now. Yep.
Oh, yeah, well, you have such a long, long drive.
Yeah, I do. I cleared the high school already, so that means I got about 3 minutes left. So, pretty good. And then you can just heard I say hello and goodbye, you know. I think we're going to take the dog for a walk tonight. So, although it's colder over here by the lake. What are you showing for a temperature, Tom, on your little dashy? I'm showing 63, but I think the ice is still affecting our temperature over here, because I think the lake is, I know the lake is still frozen. Go ahead. WD.
I'm showing 73 on my little dashboard. It was 74.
What do you show, Darren?
96, 77 over here, so that's a lot warmer than you guys.
Yeah, well, the lake is still affecting the Baltimore pretty good, and it's the way the wind is coming from, so. Oh, well. It's nicer in the summer, though. It helps moderate the temperatures in the summer a little bit as well. All right, guys. I'm going to sign out. I'll listen in the house. But I'm sure I'm going to have a list of honeydew things. I think tonight's my night to cook dinner. So tonight's going to be pasties. Over here, Darren. 73s and all those other numbers we're supposed to say in the ham radio world. W-8.
What have you been up to?
73, Wally. Yeah, I think I'm making burgers tonight. Go ahead, Darren. KCAKJO.
How's it going over there? Oh, yeah, and 73 to Wally, I guess.
Well, you don't have a far for a drive either, do you, Darren? Because you're right there in Madison Heights. I'm just going to pop down the way straight here. Did I lose it, Darren?
Whoops, on the wrong side of the radio. Oh, anyway, it ain't Zensi.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get a new radio and you're trying to get you. Oh, well, that's how it goes. And that first time, sure, it won't be the last. How's it going with you this evening? Sounds like you're doing well and on your way home from work, I think it was.
Yeah, heading from Ann Arbor. Decided, oh, I'll just go up 23 to 69 and cut down the north side of Memphis. Instead of going all the way down through Detroit, this way it's like 5 minutes extra, maybe 8 pops, but it's less congested. KCAKJO.
Well, I'll have to look on the map, because I'm not exactly sure where Memphis is at, but nonetheless, if you're coming up 23 to 69, you got a little bit of the drive there, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got an hour and 22 minutes, and Memphis is north of Richmond, east, like northeast of Armada, Armada Township, and southwest of Port Huron.
Yeah, you do have a bit of a drive, don't you? Oh, well, at least you have a good day for it. Don't think we can ask for much better for the first part of March, but, you know, we'll take it. After all, it is Michigan.
Oh, definitely. And the thing is I'm going to go to Petoskey later this week, so I know I'm going to hit all that snow going up there.
No, I take it they still have cold weather up that way. Oh, well, they probably still have a foot of snow on the ground on top of it, so even if they are a little warmer.
I was up there last week, and, yeah, there's still snow on the ground. Traverse City still has snow. I mean, the roads are clear, but there's still probably a good foot on the ground in the fields and everything. So, going to be an adventure going up there again this week.
Well, depending on when you head up. Because it looks like we're headed for a little bit of a cool down, but it's more than 5 minutes out, so I guess we'll wait, let alone 5 days out. Oh, anyway. Yeah, not much going on here in my neck of the woods. Higgins and I went for a long walk. He appreciated it. And now he's down here laying at my feet sleeping. Goofy dog. But, yeah, retired life, you know. What do you do?
So are you down here on the south end, or are you on the west side?
Sorry, say that again?
Where are you at in the state, Gary? This is Tom, by the way, Tango Oscar Mike. Go find Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KC and KJL. I got you on the radio because Wally put it in there, so that means that you know Wally.
Well, I know of Wally. Know of pretty much all you guys here on Statewide 1. I am over here just, well, I'm closer to Morris, right along north, just the north side of I-69. But my address says that I'm Bancroft address. So... go figure. And name here's Carrie, and it's N-H-Z-C, I guess I should probably say that. We might be yakking for close to 10 minutes, you know how that goes. Yeah, I usually will try to jump in and say hi to you guys from time to time. I do more sandbagging than anything else, but now I decided that... I wanted to try a different DMR that had the ability to do APRS. There we go. I bought one of those Baofeng 32s, and well, they claim that it's supposed to do APRS, but I could not make it work. So I said, you know what? I'm tired of these cheap radios. I want to buy something a little nicer. I bought a Anytone, what is this, an 878 UV Plus, I think it's called. Whatever, anyway. But I'm liking it a lot better, anyhow. Other than that, I just kind of sit here and watch winter go by, thankfully enough.
Yeah, I got a couple DMRs. I have the DM32. And that's my HD that I walk around with. Then I got the DM1701, which that one I got OpenGD77 in. So that one's sitting at the house right now. Then I got a Titan UV380. And I got a Retevis R3, I think is what it is. Retevis 3, something like that. I picked that up from Dakota. And then I got an XPR 4550, which is sitting in an Amazon bag because I just upgraded to an XPR 5550. And then my coworker, he's got my Tite MB9600. So I got a couple.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a couple there. Yeah, I had one of the Baofeng 1701s, and I tried the Open GD77 on that, and I didn't care for it personally. And so, I don't know, somehow I got rid of it. So now I'm just down to these two HTs for DMR. And I don't know, I wouldn't mind a DMR in the truck, but I don't travel that much anymore. And, well, if I do travel, it's going down to visit my sister down by Columbus, and, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. But for now, I'll just sit here and play in the hot spot and listen to you guys on the Bancroft machine.
Yeah, I got it home. I got the open spot. I got the Shark RF open spot one that's connected to the home network, and I use that one with my Huey 380. You know, so I can get in at my MI5 that way. You know, if I'm at home. And then I got a All-Star node, and that's for the 147.200 DHF home county repeater, and then 442.600 the FBI link and All-Star. I've got that in there. And of course, I got the back home. And that Cisco 525G. That's a lot of fun, too.
I was thinking about trying making an All-Star setup here, too, but I haven't decided yet. I got a Raspberry Pi sitting here that I could do it on, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. I have more fun on the DMR anyways. I was messing around the last couple of days trying to bridge to Yaesu System Fusion with the hotspot, but I see why they call it Yaesu System Confusion. It's, to me, I just can't get my head wrapped around all these doggone different numbers. It was way easier to figure out DMR. And so here I sit. But that's good enough for me. I had a Yaesu, System Fusion, I forget now the exact model number, but the 300. I had a couple of those the last few years, but always used it on analog, so had a chance to sell it, got rid of it. It's here in Shiawassee County. One repeater is capable of System Fusion, and they got a D-Star, and I never was one for D-Star anyways. Tried it years ago, but it's kind of, But one of our repeaters may end up going away. They're trying to figure out what's going to happen to it, but the current repeater owner said the club has to figure out what they want to do because he's going to give it to the club, but it's up to them what they're going to do with it. And, club's not exactly proactive, I guess I'll say. That might be a good way to put it. And I'm from Lansing originally, and I was real active with the CMART group and El Cedra group for a long time, and was second in command for the Racy's group there. And I tried that here in Shiawassee County, but I just kind of pulled it back into the woodwork and watch what goes on.
Hey, it's AJ Joe. Yeah, I bought along to County ARPSC. And, so I'm involved in that every month. Every week we got our net, our radio net. And then third Thursday is, of course, in face. you know, so I'm not racist, it's just ARPSC.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I got a Yaesu STM310, the ARASP. So I've been messing around with Fusion there, too.
KC8KJL, this is NHZC just because. And I figured out I got the timer set right on this HT. I was not even thinking I was being so long-winded. Wasn't even giving it much thought. So the radio says, hey, you're coming up on that pit mark. You better shut up. Oh, let's see. There was going to be another comment, but I forgot what it was. Oh, well. What do you do? Back to you, Tom. Hey, Vincey.
Yeah, I got the TOT set for, I think, 180 seconds, so that way I'm not taking up a lot of repeater time. Give that baby a little bit of cool down. That's the same, too, with my my analog rigs. Same way, got a TOT in there for 180. Give it a break.
Yeah, it's kind of a habit that I have, too, is to have it set for 180 and be good. I don't know, they used to call it the Purple Crystal Award there in the club in Lansing. I think I got one or two once upon a time, but that was years and years ago. I've been away from Lansing. Geez, hard to believe it's been 25 years, I think, at least now. That's okay. When I go back to visit in Lansing, it's like, yeah, I'm glad I moved away. It's not like I remember it growing up as a kid and a teenager.
Remember the Purple Crystal Award? What is that? It's a Purple Crystal that had an automatic timer set in it.
Yeah, the El Cedra, which was the Lansing Civil Defense Repeater Association or something like that, they had timeout timers on the repeaters, so if you timed the repeater out, the repeater would, you know, obviously go down for, I don't know, I forget now, a minute or so, and everybody would tease you and, you know, that good fun stuff, and it was a fun club thing to do. They did a Purple Crystal Award certificate. And, you know, somebody in charge heard you or whatever, or somebody reported you. Yeah, at the club meeting, you'd get a Purple Crystal certificate. So it was something fun they used to do.
Well, I found the meet. Of course, I don't know if that's an honorary kind of thing, or I like the story behind it. It's pretty cool. There's some out there on analog that would definitely get one of those a lot.
Yeah, the Lansing Club there, you know, when I was active with the club and whatnot, they used to do a lot of fun stuff just because, you know, keep things interesting and whatnot, promote ham radio for all different variations and that kind of stuff. And I have to say, that's kind of one of the things that impresses me with you guys, with the club down there and whatnot, Flying Beers and whatnot. You guys, listening to you guys here on the MI5 makes it kind of fun. I need to just, you know, put sandbag in and participate a little bit more often, but it's kind of fun listening nonetheless. Listen to you guys, what you guys got going on and all that. But oh, anyway, I see it's going on 6 o'clock already. I don't know where the day went, but oh well. Back to you, Tom. This is NHZC.
Hey, DKPO. Yeah, there's a lot. We chatter a lot on the FBI Central Michigan network. You know, it's usually there's a coffee table or a round table in the morning or whatever you call it, second cup. I guess you can say, like East Coast Reflector does, between 6:30 and 7:30. And then I'm out here all the time, so I'm a chatterbot. And I just got this upgraded DMR mobile, and my coworker's on the other side of the planet right now. So he's doing something else, and I'm leaving Ann Arbor. He was over in Troy. And so I can't reach him on GMRS or FRS. So I jump over to DMR on my way home.
Yeah, let's see, I have my GMRS ticket, but live out here in the country and too far away from any of the GMRS repeaters, so it doesn't seem to travel all that well. But, yeah, oh well. Use it for when I'm traveling. I'll have HT on GMRS and listen as I'm traveling just to see if you hear anything. But, roundtable you're talking about, is that on the analog repeater down there, I take it, for, excuse me, sorry about that. I'll go back to you anyway.
Yeah, there's a couple guys on it in the morning, so if you go to the Central Michigan Durand repeater, it's linked to Richland Roar and FBI repeaters. And there's a round table usually in the morning, 6:30, 7:30, right around there, almost up 8 o'clock. And then on the afternoons, probably around 3-ish, a couple of guys already starting to travel out. And then
I listen to the Durand machines from time to time. Usually there hasn't been any activity that I hear much, but is it linked to the 2-meter Durand machine or the 70-centimeter one? Because I can hit that real well from here. Not exactly sure where the two repeaters are located, but fortunately I can hit it from the with the outside antenna on 5 watts with no problem. So, I could go pay attention because for some reason I knew one of those machines was linked to something, but I didn't know what. So that would be good. I'd go start listening to what the Durand machines for you guys down there.
Yeah, the Durand machine is 442.65. I'm not sure of the PL on it. It's either 151.4 or 102.3. Oh, I'll be right back. I just got a phone call. KCKZR.
NHZC.
This is A6WY. Sorry for any interference. A6WY is clear.
KCKZR. WAEAP.
W-A-A-A-P. I'll call you back, Kirk. I'm on the phone. K-C-K-G-L.
Roger. W-A-E-A-P.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. Mobile.
W-A-E-A-P, K-C-K-G-L. Eric, still out there?
I'm still lurking.
Yeah, that's what I do every day. I got the picture. That was nice. That's a nice little radio.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite new small HTs. And of course, it's got the modifiable firmware and all that goody stuff. And it's a little solid little radio. That radio's got this short battery on it. But there's an extended battery, so the radio stands about 3/4 inch taller.
Yeah, I found my other little UV5RX. I forgot where I put it, and I was straightening out my truck. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, well, hang on to it. Someone will need it soon.
Yeah, Micro Center's got another 12, but they want $20 for them. So I'm not going to go jumping on any of those just yet.
That's exactly what they sell them for on Amazon right now. I think maybe 2 for $30. But yeah, I would wait.
Yeah, they need little radios, and they do 220, so that's a bonus. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to this one. This one's fine.
Yep. Very good. Where are you at now?
Coming up to my exit here off of 69, you know, Memphis, Yale, Emmett, blah, blah, blah. That one, M19 South.
Very good. Look at my code plug here. Oh, what was going on? I made all kinds of mistakes on this thing. I think I had two different code plugs and I mixed them up. This was like a really old one, so I'm correcting it. I'm doing that for about the last 20 minutes.
On your DMR HD or on your other HD?
No, my 9600. I noticed something weird, and I'm looking at it, and it's like, I think I, like, overwrote the code plug with an old one, because I have my main computer, I have my backup hard drive, and I got a thumb drive, and I back up everything. I think I accidentally overwrote an old one, because it has some repeaters in there that aren't around anymore. So I'm fixing it.
Yeah, you're like me. Anytime I make a change to any of my radios, I save what I did as another file, and I put it on my file server.
Yeah, my problem is I overwrote it. I fixed it all up. It's all fixed now. So, anywho. Yeah, it was a nice day out. Sat out on the porch, or on the balcony there a little bit, as you've seen. That was nice.
Oh, absolutely, until we get the crap weather later this week, and I got to go to Petoskey on Thursday, so that's going to be all fun. Probably stay the night. I'm not sure if we're going to do overnight Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday into Friday. Not sure, whatever my coworker plans on doing. Because going up there in the morning and coming down at night is, that's a lot of driving.
Yep, sounds like it, especially if it's going to be crappy out.
We're trying to get 10 replacement tape drives because the archiver that's running right now seems to be causing cameras to go down, and they upgraded the software on the main server, and now they got issues with cameras dropping out, so now they say we have to upgrade the firmware and the cameras, and there's 109 of them, so it's going to be an all-day thing.
You got to do it manually, or can you do it over the air? Like, I got a bunch of cameras, and I can just update the firmware over Wi-Fi.
These are a little bit different. They're over IP and a little bit higher end. These cameras go for $600-$700 a piece, so we got to do one at a time. And it says that we could do a mass firmware upgrade, but I don't feel like crashing the entire camera system.
Yep, don't want to do that. Anyhow, I'm going to get out of here. I got some other junk to do here, but I just wanted to give you a shout. And I don't know if you're going to be out here after 8 or 9 8 o'clock, but if you are, I'll be out here. Catch you later. Have a good one. W-A-E-A-P.
All right, Eric. Take it easy. Yeah, we'll see how the day rolls. I got to download some alert.
KC8MXG, mobile and listening.
KC8MXG, W8LFA. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, mobile.
I missed the call there, but I believe someone was mobile. This is Whiskey 6, Mike Echo Tango, also mobile.
Whiskey 6, Mike Echo Tango, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, name here is David.
Well, good evening there. Name here is Mike.
Good evening, Mike. Yeah, just leaving my son's apartment. We just finished moving most of his stuff in. I'm going to pick up the rest tomorrow. And heading back home.
Very good. Always a fun project. Just on my way home from driver's training. Another one of the kids going through that process. So that's always fun and expensive.
Oh, yes. I remember those days. I got past those, so that was good. But, yep, just enjoying it, trying to repeat over here. I'm
over closer to the lake in St. Clair Sewers, usually at the Mountain Climbers repeater or Detroit when I'm at work. And so trying out the different repeaters. This is the mid repeater. I'm not sure what that stands for, but over here on the up by Waddles and I-75.
Ah, very good. I am up just south of Caro, and I believe coming through the Mayville repeater.
All right. Well, they've got this. This is an outstanding system. The MI5, the whole MI situation here. MI5 is just outstanding the way it works. Listening to people from Grand Harbor all the way down.
I never know.
Volume on my car is too loud. Never thought I'd heard. I think I'd say that.
Yes, it is definitely an excellent system. I had to choose in the past between the analog and digital side because my HT could only do one or the other, but not both. And this new mobile is nice. I get dual receive, so I keep one bank on digital and the other scans the analog, so I can pick up both ends of it.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I've got the Baofeng 32 UV. And it seems to be doing a good job. I got a mag mount, little mag mount on the top, so that makes a difference when I'm in the car. Otherwise, that whip doesn't do much good in the car. But, so just learning the programming on the DMR. Took me a couple go-rounds, but I think I finally got my head wrapped around how to program it and how they got the whole process set up. Pretty fascinating and pretty ingenious.
Yes, that it is. I was running BTEC's DMR radio, whatever their copy of the Anytom is, on a mag mount as well for many years. And then got this one about a year ago and put the actual mobile in. And the extra power, it does come in handy, especially on the analog side. But the digital, you really don't hear a difference whether it's at full power or if it's just down there at 4 or 5 watts. So definitely like the quality of that, and on those rare, long trips where you leave the network behind, it's always nice having that hot spot. You can keep talking on the same talk groups.
Yeah, there seems to be an endless number of little gadgets I can get with this now, so I'm having to watch the pocketbook a little bit. I'm trying to set up for the working with the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps in Macomb County. So I'm trying to put together a go kit. I think the next radio will be another HT, another one of these Baofengs. Just have a duplicate, like they say, one is none and two is one, so have a backup.
Yes, yes, always have spares, and especially if you're running similar radios, I try to keep them all programmed as identical as possible so that I don't have to relearn different settings, that kind of thing. I think I'm up to probably 5 or 6 of the Baofengs now. Most of those have been retired as backups if something else breaks. But even my more expensive HTs now still have programming similar to each other, so I can find my way around and, you know, get whatever frequency I need for the situation.
Yeah, I've got 6 of the UV5Rs, and I've got them all programmed the same. They are my emergency pack for around home. And I tell you what, I gotta jump off here for a minute. I'm following my wife, and I'm not sure what she's doing. So I'm going to jump off and give her a phone call, and maybe I'll catch you a little later. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
No worries. Good talking to you. W6MET, standing by.